Okay. So that means we are now at the item on the agenda that has, so the discussion and vote on the bylaws will be postponed to May 21st. Now, on the
privilege mute.
Yeah, everybody mute, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody's not muting because I'm here. Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, so now we are at the item on the personnel committee, which I think Lydia just sent to us. Is that correct, Lydia?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so...
sure. It just reads, move that the PMV delegate to the personnel committee the search, I mean, at insert the search process for the position of CFO.
All right, so that's...
Hey, cool.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on this motion? Oh, I love it. No discussion? Excellent. are there any objections to this motion? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Thank you, Lydia. Okay, so now we are under committee reports, and on our amended agenda, we are going to take up the question of travel arrangements first, and I believe... this is a motion. Well, let's see. You tell us about it, Lydia. I see something. I see something called flight reservations in my inbox. Is that what I'm supposed to be looking at?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay.
It did no good to try to look up those past motions. There weren't minutes for that.
Okay.
For those things. So let's hope those on the coordinating committee can tell me if I left anything out that we discussed. So our for those who are new on the board, our the Pacifica, longtime Pacifica travel agent that we have used is Becky Leong of Universal Travel. And so she is accustomed to our preferences and so forth, usually, and actually stores them. But anyway, some of the things that, well, let me just read my motion, see if that makes sense. So we are recommending that you book your flight no later than May 27th, preferably before. But the May 27th is about 2 weeks in advance. I haven't double-checked that day with Becky. That may change, but for right now, I think it's usually 2 weeks. That's what the previous motions were. And anyway, so I will read the motion also that has her information, and then if board members want, for whatever reasons, to select a flight that is more expensive than the least available flight Becky offers as the most economical, then they need to cover the difference between the least expensive available flight and the flight they select. Obviously, we're a nonprofit, and we aren't going to be covering those kinds of individual preferences. If you choose to look for less expensive flights, which some of our members have done from time to time, if they find one less expensive than Becky, be sure to preserve what Becky has sent you so that we can verify that you really did book a less expensive flight. Anyway, then any changes to your travel, in other words, if you cancel or if you decide to upgrade to first class or anything of that sort, the additional charge would be at your own expense. The two facilities that we're looking at, this is not in the motion, but I'll throw it in there in the interest of time. The two venues where we're thinking about holding the meeting, and the only thing that I'm still just confirming is our ability to stream. And but anyway, they're both by LAX. So that is, you're not going to go to Burbank. You're going to go to LAX. That'll affect the ground transportation as well. All of our drivers will only be transporting from LAX to the hotel, not from Burbank, but from LAX. If you insist on landing at Burbank for reasons that I don't know, you'll have to provide your own transportation to the hotel. Anyway, that's not in the motion. That's an aside. Okay, so let's just deal with this motion, and then I can, if people have any other questions about the travel plan.
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
So, Lydia,
hold
on 1 second. I just want to ask Lydia to say the motion. I'm a little, what is the motion? Oh, it's the thing you sent us. Is that the motion?
Well, the motion is just the flight reservations and you know, the criteria for making reservations is related with the motion. So the whole, yeah, anyway.
All right, so is there a second to the motion?
Janet. Second.
Thank you, Adriana. All right, go ahead, Janet.
Well, I just wanted to add, I don't know if I can't remember if they mentioned this, but the date that we're trying to, aiming to get to L.A. is June 11th. It's Thursday, right, June 11th. So that's something to keep in mind.
Right.
That by that evening, because the first meeting is Friday morning.
Right.
Yes, I will include that in an email, which doesn't require a motion, which is the, I'm going to be sending an email, I might as well do it now. Anyway, asking if people want to room with each other, who wants to room together. It's less expensive, and there's criteria for that. Maybe I should have done a motion for that. Oh, my God. If you don't want to room with someone, our practice is that then you would have to pay for the difference. So if a two-person room is, let's say, $120, and you want to have, and so for two in a room, it's only costing Pacifica $60 per person. But if you want to stay in there by yourself, and it's $120, then you would pay the difference of the additional $60. So the same thing would happen. Should I do a motion for that? Should I make a motion for that? Anybody?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah? Okay.
Well, just
okay, well, so take this one while I send out the other one.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes, go ahead, Serene. What
That's policy. Why would we need a motion to vote to stick to our policy?
Okay. But I just also want to say that sometimes there's an odd person out. In other words, there isn't an even number of people that can room together. And so you would not have to pay for that if it's not of your choosing. Okay. And just email me what your choices are so that I know how many rooms to book, but I'll send an email at least reminding everyone. Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Request for information.
Go ahead, Robert.
Having never done this before, is the process that the travel agent will find the flight and I will book it myself?
No.
No.
And
no, No, the travel agent, the Pacifica pays the travel agent directly, but if you have frequent flyer miles with some other airline or for whatever reason you're coming from some other place or you want to book through some other way, then we would reimburse you as long as it's the criteria. But otherwise, 99% of us book with Becky. And she takes care of everything. She sends you the confirmation, you know, the whole thing. And that enables me to, once you get booked, because I'm going to send out a criteria that's not necessarily, it's my wish, it's not necessarily a motion, is to copy us, so whoever us is, myself included, so that we can coordinate the ground transportation for you from the airport to the hotel.
Janet Kay, point of information.
Go ahead, Janet.
Yes.
So are we all going to hear from Becky? How will contact initially be made?
It's in the motion.
I'm gonna send out right now. I'm gonna send Becky's email address.
It's in there.
It's in the motion.
It's in the email that we got. It's in the email at 9:58 p.m.
It's already
in there. She already knows. You just have to say this is for Pacifica. She has the date.
I mean, it's difficult, but there's no email. There's a website address. That's all. I'm not trying to be hard.
She's correct. Her email is not in there.
Thank you.
Let me include that and resend it.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Are there any objections to this motion? Does anyone want to speak against this motion?
I'm sorry, what's the motion? I'm so confused.
The motion is all those words.
That's not a motion. Point of order.
Okay. Wait. Since I made it.
Go ahead, Lydia.
It is a motion, and I'll add the word that when I send the email. Thank you.
Point of order.
I move that. Thank you. And Adriana seconded it. Yes, Serene. Somebody put yourself
on. Never mind, but we're out of time, so let's
Thank
deal
you.
With it.
Let's deal with it. Okay. Are there any objections to this motion? Lydia will correct with the email address, and she had the word that, so it's clear that it's a motion.
Okay.
All right. Are there any objections? Hearing none, we will move on. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the election committee report, Bob, are you on the call? Let me get Bob Letterer. That was an oversight on my part.
Janet Kay.
Go ahead.
I move to postpone this to the May 21st meeting. We're not going to have time. This meeting is to end in 20 minutes, and there's a lot to. This is a very important matter, and there's not going to be enough time.
Point of order.
Okay, so.
But I object.
Hold, that's all right. Hang on one second. Is there a motion made to postpone this item to the meeting of the 21st? Is there a second to that motion? Okay. So to postpone the election committee report to the 21st. Is there any discussion on that motion?
Yes.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay. The all stations are in fundraise right now, which means the amount of time to get information out to listeners and to properly educate them about their options with regard to renewing their memberships if they've lapsed and beginning their process if they're interested in running for the board, that time is already limited by the fact that we're doing fundraising this month. To ask that everything be further delayed by another 2 weeks, when in fact we have, you know, if we can get on with it, at least 20 minutes, and we can choose to extend for 10 or 15 minutes to get this done. We've been discussing these blasted elections for 2 years.
Okay. That was the speaker against the motion. Is there anyone else who wants to speak either for or against the motion? All right.
Janet Kay, may I?
Go ahead.
Also, the attendance at this meeting is very low, so what? You know, again, we to make a decision at this meeting, I don't think is appropriate.
Okay, so
Madam Chair,
Janet, did you send your motion to the board?
Oh, no, I haven't yet.
Okay, would you do that, please, Serene? What is it?
Excuse me.
Were you the one who said Madam Chair? No, that was somebody else.
No, that was me. I just didn't understand that. What is it? It's a properly noticed meeting. Some people are present, some people are not. Do we not do business because although we have quorum, some people aren't present? I've never heard such an argument, for ordinary business.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask, is there anyone else who wants to speak on the motion to postpone this item to the meeting of the 21st? This item being the discussion of the election committee report.
This is George. I'd like to.
Okay. Benito and then George.
My point is, I think the original one about the because, we can extend it 10:14.
The point is something or other. I know. Benito,
hear him.
Benito, it's almost impossible to understand what you're saying. I don't know what to do about that, but it's...
Can you hear me now?
That's better.
Okay. I'm just going to say that it's 10:13. Can extend time if we want.
No good. Yeah,
can't hear you.
It's really difficult.
Okay, I understand.
It's your phone, Benito. Your phone works over the internet, right? It's dropping out. It's cutting out. It's your internet connection. I don't think there's anything you can do to fix it, but we can't understand you.
We can only hear every third word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's no sense by juggling.
Madam Chair, I believe he said, y'all go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so the next person on the list was, who was it? I said,
it was me, George.
Hi, George, go ahead.
I think we should move this today. This has been thoroughly discussed. The Governance Committee also approved the motion, which is there. There's some details about it that I wanted to bring up to talk about, but they can easily be fixed subsequently in terms of exactly how many people are going to be on the board that are going to be asked to leave. So I think it's elections have been postponed long enough. We need to move on this. I think there's a pretty clear majority that wants to move in the direction of the motion that you have in front of you. I think we should just bring it up and vote on it.
Okay.
Janet Kay.
Okay. All right, Janet, go ahead.
Well, I want to be able to speak to this motion before we all vote on it, because there needs to be enough time for me to be able to speak to this.
Well, point of order.
There will be a discussion, and I think I'm fair about recognizing people and letting people talk. Okay. So
point of order.
Go ahead, Serene. What is your point of order?
Okay. I don't know who's keeping track of who's speaking when, but I've now heard some people speak more than twice on the motion, and we've spent 5 minutes of 20 minutes we had to discuss a 25-minute motion, you know, process about why we shouldn't do it. Well, what kind of use of time is that?
Okay, all right. I get that you're irritated by it, and I understand. Okay, so we have to vote on the motion to postpone. The motion to postpone is before us. And I hope nobody else wants to talk about it, and let's vote on it. Madam Secretary, will you please call the roll?
Alan, KPFC? Agueta?
Alan says no.
Alan says no. Says no. Agueta, Burden,
no.
I'm sorry, Agueta,
no.
Burden, Bazan? Bazan?
Pat.
Bazan.
Oh, wait a minute. Is there two postponed?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I vote yes.
Bazan votes yes. Jim Brown. Steve Brown. Cass Nave.
No.
Cass Nave votes no. Coleman.
No.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Kiekert.
Abstain.
Edwards Kiekert abstains. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark passes.
Mark passes. Medina. Norman.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin. Ryder.
No.
Ryder votes no. Roberts.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
No.
Tucker votes no. Who passed? Mark. You passed.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Let me count. I have 3 yes, 9 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. That's 3, 10, 1. This fails.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now we're ready to discuss this. Are you on the call, Bob Letterer?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, so do you want to present the motion and motivate it?
Certainly.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bob is the, just for people who don't know, Bob is the chair of the election committee, although he's not a member of the PMB. Okay, go ahead, Bob.
Information, Brian?
Go ahead. What is your question, Brian?
What was the, was there a time limit assigned to this report during agenda setting?
Yes. I think Serene...
It was 25 minutes for both motions.
Yes, okay.
For the entire election committee report.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry. Point of parliamentary inquiry for Brian.
Go ahead.
Would it be appropriate for us to extend it now rather than interrupt the process? Because we only have 10 minutes left.
Well, it's not out of order if that's what you're asking.
Okay, I move to extend to...
But it is out of order to get the floor after you ask to ask a question.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay. In other words, to move to, into the our closed session time, right? Is that, what,
yes.
Is that what's happening? Okay. So there's been a motion to extend this, the open portion, 15 minutes.
Second. Second, Robert.
Okay. Are there any is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Thank you very much. Okay, so whoever's keeping track of time, we're extended 15 minutes. Thank you. All right, go ahead, Bob.
Okay. So let me start by saying that the motion that the Elections Committee is presenting was, as George mentioned earlier, thoroughly discussed in three joint meetings of the Elections Committee and the Governance Committee. From January through March, there was a lot of deliberation about it. The Elections Committee first voted for a conceptual motion with the idea of that this election should be 12 delegates at each station, except for KPFK, which I'll get to in a minute. And then the Governance Committee voted for almost the identical motion you have before you by a vote of 6-2-2, and then the Elections Committee voted for this motion with a added whereas clause by a vote of 9-1-0. So there's overwhelming support. So let me start by just reading it, and then I'll motivate it a little bit. Whereas in September 2013, in an action that the bylaws did not anticipate, the Pacifica National Board passed a motion postponing that year's delegate elections, and whereas the makeup 2000, quote-unquote, 2013 election process is set to run from December 2014 to approximately July 2015, notwithstanding by November 30th, 2014.
Wait. I need to ask, hold Bob.
Yes.
Everybody mute. Everybody except Bob, mute yourself. Thank you. If you're not, oh, please. Okay. Thanks. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Janet, say point of order.
Yes.
Was this motion moved and seconded?
Well, it's coming to us from a committee and...
Or moved. Was it moved, and who was it moved by?
No, it's coming to us from a committee. I don't believe it needs to be moved or seconded. Is that correct? Can somebody correct me on that?
It's
been put on the agenda, but since it is on the agenda, it's been moved.
Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Can I put a name by it? Or?
You don't. Okay.
You can put a Roberts if you need a PMB member's name.
Yeah, okay. All right. Sorry.
Okay, may I resume?
Please.
Okay, by November 30th, 2014, one less than the bylaws required number of affirmative PNB votes in order to announce a change to the original schedule for the 2015 was received, And whereas when the revised Pacifica bylaws were adopted in 2003, establishing elected boards, there was universal agreement on the importance of instituting, in the words of Carol Spooner, chair of the Interim Pacifica National Board's Bylaw Revision Committee, quote, safeguards to prevent opening us up to take over from the right by buying up memberships, unquote, one of which safeguards was, quote, staggered elections so that it would take time to gain a majority on any board, close quote. Resolve that. And there's two items. One, that PNB finds that the need to hold staggered elections in order to avoid the turnover of the entire local board at all five stations in a single election is a greater, more fundamental issue than the delay in adjusting the schedule for any given election. Two, the foundation shall hold delegate elections in 2015 at each of its five stations and, except at KPFK, the winner shall, in December 2015, replace those currently serving delegates whose terms shall have expired in December 2013. And further, that the foundation shall hold elections in 2016 and, except at KPFK, the winner shall, in December 2016, replace the then currently serving delegates whose terms would ordinarily expire in December 2015. And then at KPFK, the foundation shall hold elections in 2015 where the top-ranked 9 listener candidates and 3 staff candidates shall be seated in December 2015 and serve a 3-year term until December 2018, and the second batch of 9 listener candidates and 3 staff candidates shall be seated in December 2015 and serve a 1-year term until December 2016. And further, that at KPFK in 2016, the foundation will hold elections for 9 listener and 3 staff seats for a 3-year term of December 2016 to December 2019. So that's the motion. Just to briefly explain and motivate a little bit more, this board passed a motion last December setting forth the elections to be held this year, and with the hiring of a national election supervisor who was delegated to adjust the calendar. She has done that. I believe you all received from the chair tonight a that calendar, which begins running with nominations opening on June 15th and then going from there. So that part is in place, but the question is, and she wants to put out her announcements to very soon, if not tomorrow, to alert the listeners that an election is coming and to tell them how many seats are at stake, hence the urgency of this tonight. So the idea behind this is to regularize what's become a really off-schedule process because of delays and put it back on track with an election of half the board this year and the other half next year, with the only exception of KPFK, where there's no alternative but to have all 24 seats voted on this year because there was no quorum in the last election. And so there's really no choice. So I'll stop there and... you know, I can take questions or...
Janet Kay.
And this is Lydia.
Okay. All right. So is there... Robert's moved this. Is there a second? Somebody want to second it?
Hey, Janet,
you don't need a second. It's coming from a committee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Serene. Thank you. All right. So I heard Lydia and then...
Janet first.
Janet, do not interrupt me. I'm calling on you first. I just was mentioning the names I heard. Go ahead, Janet.
Thank you. Due to incomplete record keeping by LSDs, not tracking the terms that replacement delegates have been completing, and the unavailability of official NES final election reports from past elections that contain all the candidates' names, winners, and runners-up, determining the 12 delegates whose terms ended in December 2013 may be impossible. In addition, there will be many delegates whose terms end in December 2015 who will term out by December 2015. Their seats should be open for the election as well, resulting in more than half of the delegates needing to be replaced or reelected. The motion also cancels an election, a violation of the bylaws. A key argument for this motion is to assure staggered elections. However, this is trumped by the original and fundamental reason we have elected boards in the first place, which was to preclude self-selecting boards. All directors are LSB delegates, and by passing this motion, you will be violating the bylaws by extending the terms of delegates, in some cases, your own terms, which is self-serving and promulgates the self-selection of at least half of the LSB delegates. I urge you to vote against this motion and leave it up to the NES to come up with a solution.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Next, Lydia. Lydia's next.
Go ahead, Serene, Lydia. Please.
Okay, and then Serene. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, okay, so I have some questions. I mean, I have a question about the timeline, actually. This is a different timeline than that which is in the bylaws. Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little hard. It's a little shattery.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm on Bluetooth. I'm driving. So if maybe Bob can explain how they arrived at the timeline, since it does not coincide with the timeline in the bylaws.
Well, sure, I can address that. Margie, I don't know if you want to talk about
it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bob.
Information.
Serene, with a point of order.
Oh, Lord. Okay. I think Benito had a point of order. Or did you have a point of
information? No, he had a point of
information. Point of information.
All right. So Serene goes first. Point of order, Serene.
We're not discussing the election timeline. That's not what this motion is about. This motion is about the number of seats for which we're asking people to run.
Right. Okay. So, just so that's clear.
It's not the heritage, it's not clear.
I know, but that is the motion before us, Lydia. So,
I heard Bob give us a timeline.
The timeline has been, as I understand it, the timeline was prepared by the election supervisor, and I forwarded it to the board today.
That's my question. Why isn't it the timeline in the bylaws, and how do you justify that? If somebody can comment on that.
Okay, Bob, can you comment on that, please?
Okay, sure. According to the discussions that Margie has had, and she's invited me to be part of just for historical knowledge with the National Election Supervisor. The timeline has been dependent on the finances being available, and this has been, you know, the issue that has held it up for quite a while. And finally, at the point at which, and Margie can address this, at which she determined that the finances were there, then she said that could go forward. And by that point, it really needs enough time to hire the local election supervisors and to publicize it, something that the NES, Joy Williams, has been very, very insistent on, I think rightfully, that there be adequate time to educate the voters that there is an election coming up, that what the deadline is for eligibility to become a member to vote, the eligibility to run, and so forth. So hence the modest two-week postponement beyond the what often is the June 1st date for opening nominations. So that's the main reason.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add to that. We the elections committee has talked about it endlessly. Okay. Next, somebody else want to talk about this?
I believe I'm next.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Serene, you certainly are. Go right ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I certainly have records of who was elected and what their, you know, in what order in 2010, which is the group that must be replaced. Those half of the seats must be replaced in this coming election, and I'd be happy to share them. And in fact, we need to have, and we talked about you doing this as a project. I'll send it around to people tonight. They can volunteer to help. But it's not that difficult to figure out which half we're talking about. If we want to go back 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, that requires some additional information, but it's certainly something that everyone should be able to provide, at least on their, about their own service on the board. The fact is that there's always a need to replace people when they term out in their individual capacity because of the individual six-year continuous service limit. That's going to be the case whether or not we have elections this year, next month. That's a continuing process. It has nothing to do with whether or not we want to, in fact, put the entire foundation up in a single, the governance of the entire foundation up in a single election, which I remind you, as Bob just did, was one of the things that people who have very strong differences have been able to agree about over time. So I would urge you to go ahead and pass the motion, which we have discussed for months in various committees, and deal with replacement capacities. We can identify those people and have a level of protection. There is a good reason for staggered elections.
More time on this item, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I was just going to ask the question. Okay. So we are now going to vote on the motion.
Sorry, but point of order.
Time.
It's not time. We have 10 more minutes.
Well,
we took up this item at 7:09 Pacific.
Hold on.
15 minutes into the closed session.
That was a motion to extend the public session, not to extend the item, as it,
right.
That's how it was announced.
That's right.
You can make a motion to extend the item further. It's not out of order.
I move to extend the item 5 minutes more.
Okay. We don't have to have discussion.
Second.
Right? Wait, do we have to have discussion on this? No, okay.
No, it's not debatable, a motion
not
to
debatable.
Extend.
Thank you. All right. So I'm going to ask if there are any objections to extending for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay, so in that case, I'll ask the Secretary to call.
Alan? Argueta? Erden? Razan?
Yes.
Razan votes yes. Jim Brown? Steve Brown. Cascade.
Yes.
Argueta votes yes. Coleman.
Passed.
Coleman passes. Diaz.
Aye.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Pickert.
Yes.
Edwards Pickert votes yes. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina? Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Coleman, you passed?
I vote yes.
Coleman votes yes. I have 11 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. This passes.
Can you
and
hear
I
me?
Would like to,
hello,
I would
hello?
Like to be on the stack.
Can you hear me for the stack?
Okay. I heard Teresa, did I hear you? Or are you trying to get on the stack? Okay. Okay, so I have Adriana and then Janet. Go ahead. Go ahead,
yes.
Adriana.
Yes. What I believe is we have two PMB committees, governance and election, that agree both committees agree in this motion, I think that we should go ahead, vote for this, stop the delays, and please go ahead. We have already two committees discussing the issue during a long period of time. That's why they are advisory boards to us. They tell us to vote for this, I vote for this. Thank you. Thank you.
Everybody,
privilege,
please
mute.
Everybody mute. You can't. I mean, what are those noises? Okay. Is there anyone else? Janet has already spoken on this. Let me ask if there's anyone who hasn't spoken before I call on.
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian. Okay.
Margie, could you get the heavy breather and the person next to a train to mute before I start talking?
I don't know what to do, Brian. Everybody mute. If you're not talking, mute. I think people don't know whether they're muted or not. I don't know what to do about that. Okay, Brian, go ahead.
I think Janet's second point that endorsing this schedule amounts to extending some of our own terms is a pretty significant one. And I'm not quite sure how to grapple with that because, you know, the election's out of compliance with our bylaws no matter how we hold it, because it was supposed to happen 2 years ago. Our bylaws don't provide a ready remedy for getting back in compliance. They don't provide the whole election at once with lower vote getters getting 1 year as a remedy. There's nothing in the bylaws that says that's legal. And they don't provide the further delaying to do staggered elections as a remedy. I feel like we need to be holding two separate elections, but we need to be holding them on an accelerated schedule. Like, I don't know why we would wait till summer of 2016 to get caught up. The next election should start as soon as this one finishes. And, you know, I'd be curious to hear what discussion, if anything like that, happened at the committee level.
Okay.
Margie, I'd like to be on the stack. This is Bob Litter.
Okay, Bob. So let me call on Benito. I think it was Benito. Was that who was next? Who asked?
And George would like to be on the stack, too.
Okay. So let's hear from one more person, and then I'll go to Bob. Benito, go ahead.
Okay, let me know if you can hear me. I agree with everything that Brian just said. That's not what I was going to speak to, but yes. And maybe we need to think about that and reconsider that some more. But I'm just going to speak to two points. First of all, I don't know what the legalities are. I know that at CFW, rightly or wrongly, we have always had elections where some people get elected for 3 years, some people get elected for 1 year. My understanding of this motion puts everybody at 3 years, so therefore you're, again, like Brian and Janet said, you're extending terms and your own terms. But I want to speak to Adriana said, and she's right, and Bob is right, and George is right, that yes, both committees considered these motions several times. Now, I'm y'all take it for what you want to take it, but I'm going to say that although we discussed the motions several times at each committee, in my estimation, take it for what it's worth, I don't think that there are 99% of the members of either committee were willing to listen to anything other than they already had in their mind. So I personally don't think that that is
Benito,
a
I think
very
you're out
democratic
of time.
Process.
I think you're out of time, Benito.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Next, Bob, then I'll call on George and then Janet. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, well, first to address Brian's question about the time frame for the 2016 election, that's not specifically addressed in this motion, and that's something that could be looked at later. It's really the issue that has been driving the time frame on this is the lack of funds for these very expensive elections, even though the Elections Committee working now with the NES has come up with several cost-cutting measures, and there's another motion that seems like you won't get to tonight, but to cut funds. So even despite that, it's still a big investment for Pacifica, and so that's why things have taken as long as they have. But that can all be looked at depending on the finances, for the 2016 election. Now, as far as the larger...
Wait, question, Brian, a point of information.
Go ahead, Brian. What is your point of information?
Bob, doesn't the committee's motion not have people elected in 2016 seated until December of that year?
That's what the motion calls for as far as seating, but that doesn't have to necessarily, carry through if the finances are determined to be such that it could be done earlier.
But if we held an election in January, under this motion, they still wouldn't be seated until December.
Hold on. Bob has the floor.
Sure.
And then we'll go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, under the motion as currently worded, but that's always something that could change if the finances, allow that.
Okay. All right. So, Brian, did you get your question answered?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So now I'm...
Can I finish?
Bob, you can finish.
My other point.
Yes.
I greatly respect and deeply understand, and I think everyone on the Elections Committee really thought about this question about terms being extended and falling out of the sequence, and those are really serious issues. The problem is we're dealing with two serious issues, and it's a balancing act. Which is more of a danger to the future of this progressive, peace and justice network that we all hold dear? And I think it was the overwhelming sentiment. You heard the vote totals in both committees that as much as nobody is very comfortable or happy about the idea of terms being extended, we're a lot more worried and think that the future of Pacifica could be on the line by having all 24 seats up for grabs in one election, where it's rolling the dice, one time where everything's at stake. And that's just too much of a risk. And that's why the founders, the writers of the bylaws, said that this should not be the way it works. It should be half the board at any given election. That's it.
Okay. George.
Madam Chair, we're at time. I'd like to move to extend 5 minutes.
I second.
Hold on. Is there any objection to extending for 5 minutes? Hearing none, that's what we'll do.
Brian, to staff with an amendment.
Point of information, Janet.
Hold on, Janet.
I guess if we had a little more time, I would like to just say one thing.
I think there was no objection to extending. Is that correct? Okay, and so, George, you have the floor.
Janet Kay, point of information.
What is your point of information, Janet?
Can you please list out who's on the staff?
George and you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, go ahead, George.
I thought Bob said it very well. We have people on the board who are going to be on for 5 years, and we need to have elections soon to correct that clear violation of the bylaws. And it was a question of, and I think it was clearly, that was the question before the committee, was are we going to do this all at once, or are we going to accept the fact that we're extending the elections in 2012, of the people who elected in 2012, and it was a judgment call, and that was, and I still think that that's the right call. I'm one of those people who's going to get their election extended. And I guarantee you, I don't really care about that. And I don't think that most of the other people voting for it did either. So that's all I got to say.
All right, thank you. Janet and then Serene.
Okay. First of all, this whatever is decided here would be a recommendation to the NES, as far as I understand. And as far as we can't, may have a right-wing takeover or whatever, this is acting out of fear and implying that if all 24 seats were up for election, which is what I advocate, which was there was a precedent for that in the 2003 transition election, some of the currently sitting LSC members would run and be reelected. It wouldn't be a total turnover and takeover. The different stations, I've been doing a lot of research on minutes and trying to find out the seating of replacements, and there are a lot of minutes missing from different LSBs that don't have that information. I've been in contact with LSB secretaries who don't have the information about which term a replacement is completing. It's not just when they get seated, it's which term they're completing. That it has not been tracked, and there should be 12 delegates with a certain term and 12 delegates with another term. And, I mean, it's mostly 2010 and 2012. And that's not clear. That's not that can't be documented.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Serene.
Okay. Thanks very much. A lot has been said, and I don't want to repeat because repetition frustrates me. But I think that when two bodies meet over the course of, 4 months and come with a recommendation, that maybe the board would want to pay attention to it. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any other speakers on this?
Brian.
Go ahead, Brian.
I'm proposing an amendment to the paragraph that is numerated number 2. In the first sentence, beginning with the clause, the winners shall, revise the language to read, immediately upon certification of the results, replace those currently serving delegates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. After the word December, after the words December 2013, insert for terms ending in December 2016.
Oh, okay.
And in the next certain sentence, currently starts as further that the foundation shall hold elections, replace in 2016 with the words as soon as feasible after the 2015 election, et cetera, and the winner shall, comma, immediately upon certification of the results, replace the then currently serving delegates, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
I'm sending it out with the changes in all caps.
Okay.
So and I'll motivate if there's a second.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian. Motivate it.
It does need a second.
Oh, it's a second.
I'll second.
Thank you. Okay, we have many seconds. Okay. So go ahead, Brian, and motivate it.
Well, I think we have to remember what the breach is that we're trying to correct. The board effectively voted to extend its own terms in 2013 when it voted to call off elections, whatever you think of their reasons for doing so. This is not a regular election we're holding. It's a long overdue catch-up election. And as soon as there is certified results, then the people who have been on two and a half years past when their terms should have expired should be off. If the results are certified in September, the new delegates should be seated in September because we are catching up. And we need a second catch-up election now because we've scheduled two elections that we will have skipped two elections that we should have had. And again, that doesn't go on the regular schedule. We'll still be catching up when we try to do it in 2016, but I think we should try to do it as early in the year as feasible and to seat people as early in the year as feasible because it's a question of catching up. I think that's the best way to get us compliant. And
go ahead, Brian. Finish.
And I think it's a better remedy, frankly, than putting 24 seats up at once at every station, which is not a remedy that our bylaws provide. And, yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Okay.
Is the, and
point of information.
Hold on one second, Adrienne. I just want to confirm who seconded Brian's motion.
Benito.
Thank you. All right. Go ahead, Adrienne.
Benito.
I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay. Well, everybody hold on. So we have a new stack now because this is a an amendment. And Brian's going to send it out, and I'm taking names for the stack. I heard that Janet wants to be on the stack, and I heard someone else. I don't know who.
Lydia was first. I thought Adrienne was second, and Janet was third.
Very good. So,
but
you were first, Doreen.
Adrienne,
I got it.
Yeah.
And
no, I'm saying I recognize that Adrienne has not. I don't think she's spoken on the motion.
I know. I'm going to call on her first. Okay. So we have Adrienne, Serene, Lydia, and Janet. Have I got that right? That list right? Am I missing anybody? Okay, Adrienne, you're up.
Yeah, I have a problem with all of this. We are already past far, far long all the time that we were adding, and we keep presenting motions even totally out of time. I mean, I don't understand. Because we are already past the third 5 minutes that we adopt. I mean, I can take, care of it. Yes.
I'm sorry, we extended time for this.
Yes, 5 minutes and passed long time ago, the last 5 minutes.
Okay.
She's correct. That 5 minute extension is up now.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I move to extend 5 more minutes.
Okay.
I object.
Okay, not debatable. I've already heard objections, so I will ask the secretary to take the roll. This is a 5 minute extension on this discussion. Go ahead.
Alan. Agueta.
No.
Agueta, no. Burden? Bazan?
Yes.
Bazan, yes. Jim Brown? Steve Brown? Kesnave?
No.
Kesnave, no. Coleman? Diaz?
Aye, aye.
Diaz, yes. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Edwards Tiekert, yes. Fuentes? Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark?
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina?
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Abstain.
Roberts abstains. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. I'm counting. I have 9 yes, 2 no, 1 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
No, I don't care to vote. Okay, so now, so we have a 5 minute extension.
And we agree that it's 9:57 or 8:57 Central.
Okay, good. Right? We agree. Okay. So my speakers list is I already called an Adrienne. Serene, Lydia, and Janet. Okay, Serene.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I didn't get the motion yet, Brian. But I would move to amend Brian's amendment. I would like. I don't see that people taking seats in November, when as opposed to December, is it's 1 month. We don't. according to the schedule that was sent out, we're probably not even going to have certification until, we're not going to have certification until about November 6th. And there are a couple of stations where there's always a quorum problem, so that then itself extends until November. Asking people to come on board in the middle of the holiday that some people celebrate, I don't think that's workable, so I would ask that that first amendment to change in December 2015 to immediately be struck, which is to say to leave that alone. And on the second part, can you repeat your change for me? I didn't get it yet. I'm sorry.
The second amendment was to insert the word "for terms ending in December 2016.
No, I'm sorry. Your amendment to the second sentence.
The third portion of the amendment was to insert the words, so it would make the final sentence read, "The foundation shall hold elections as soon as feasible after the 2015 election. And except at KPFK, the winners shall immediately upon certification of the results
okay.
replace the then currently serving delegates," et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Except that then affects the next paragraph that talks about KPFK, where we're going to have some people create new boards in the middle of next year, but at KPFK they're going to be serving their one-year terms until December. Because this current the current KPFA election will give 3 and 1 year terms at KPFK, since they didn't make quorum in the last round in 2012. So at 4 stations, new boards potentially will come into place sometime in the middle of 2016. I think it's...
Okay. So what is your amendment, Serene? I'm sorry, but I'm confused.
Yeah. I will vote against Brian's motion because I think it introduces a level of confusion. I don't think there's a way for me to fix it.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Anybody else on this matter?
Janet Kay.
Oh, go ahead, Janet. Sorry.
Are I on the staff?
Oh, Lydia, you're next. I apologize. I was looking at the wrong list. Lydia's next and then Janet. Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. I agree on not changing it from December to November. I mean, I'm going to vote against the whole motion. We just keep playing too much with the bylaws, and I just wanted to comment that there is the precedent of that first election. And those of us at KPSC, none of us are freaking about some takeover. And we've all had a couple of years since we didn't have an election in 13 and 14 to get members involved. So I'm going to definitely vote no against the whole thing. But I also vote against changing it from December to November. I'm against the timeline. I just think we should try to at least get as close to what the bylaws time. I'm voting all of it. Thanks.
Point of information, George.
Go ahead, George. What is your point of information?
We aren't voting on the timeline, are we?
No, we are not voting on the timeline.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No,
I mean,
okay.
The 5 minutes already passed.
Okay, thank you. So
okay.
We now need...
Janet Kay, I move to extend 5 more minutes.
I object.
Okay.
Anytime, thank you.
Please call the roll.
Oh, God.
One moment. Alan. Argueta.
Oh.
Argueta votes no. Burden? Razan?
Yes.
Razan votes yes. Jim Brown? Steve Brown? Kesnave?
No.
Kesnave votes no. Coleman? Diaz?
Aye,
aye. Diaz votes yes. Edward Tickert?
Abstain.
Edward Tickert abstains. Fuentes. Coburn votes yes. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Mark votes no. Medina.
Yes.
Medina votes yes. Norman.
No.
Norman votes no. Rabin? Ryder?
Abstain.
Ryder abstains. Roberts?
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker?
No.
Tucker votes no. Counting? I have 4 yes, 6 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote no.
Wilkinson votes no. 4-7-2.
Okay, so there's no extension to the time, so we are now ready to vote. And I think what is before us is Brian's amendment and then the main motion, amended or not. Am I correct about that? Okay. Everybody agree with me? Okay. Moving forward, will you please take the roll on Brian's amendment?
One moment, please. What's going on here? Trying to find. Okay. Allen.
Allen passes.
Allen passes. Agueta.
Pass.
Agueta passes. Burden. Razan.
No.
Razan votes no. Jim Brown. Steve Brown. Castanade.
No.
Castanade votes no. Coleman. Diaz. Sorry?
Yes, I am.
Diaz votes yes. Edwards Tickert.
Yes.
Edwards Tickert votes yes. Fuentes. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark votes yes.
Mark votes yes. Medina.
Abstain.
Medina abstains. Norman.
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin. Ryder.
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts.
No.
Roberts votes no. Tucker.
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Wilkinson. All right, wait. All right. Passed. Allen.
Allen abstains.
Allen abstains. Agueta.
No.
Agueta votes no. Let me count.
Coleman votes yes.
Oh, Coleman
votes yes.
Coleman votes yes.
Please don't push buttons unless you're putting yourself on mute.
I have 7 yes, 5 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I want to vote yes.
Wilkinson votes yes. 8,
all right.
5, 2.
All right. So now we're voting on the main motion as amended. Does everybody understand what we're voting on? All right. I'm asking the secretary to take the roll. The main motion as amended.
Alan.
Just to clarify, what is the main motion?
Oh, Lord. It's that long thing that Bob Letterer read at the beginning of this conversation.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. That's been debated in all the committees. Okay, go ahead.
With Brian's amendment.
With Brian's amendment, because it passed, yes.
Allen.
Allen passes.
Allen passes. Agueta.
Yes.
Agueta votes yes. Burden. Razan.
No.
Razan votes no. Jim Brown. Steve Brown. Castanave. Coleman.
Pass.
Coleman passes. Diaz. Edwards Tickert.
Yes.
Edwards Tickert votes yes. Fuentes. Coburn votes no. Lane Ewart. Mark.
Mark votes no.
Marcos, no. Medina?
Abstain.
Medina abstained. Norman?
Yes.
Norman votes yes. Rabin? Ryder?
Yes.
Ryder votes yes. Roberts?
Pass.
I'm sorry?
Pass.
Roberts passes. Tucker?
Yes.
Tucker votes yes. Alan, you passed?
Alan says no.
Alan votes no. Castanade?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. What is your vote?
Yes. Yes.
Castanade votes yes. Diaz?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't call your name yet. Sorry, I skipped over you, but Diaz.
I vote no.
Coleman votes no. Diaz.
Yeah, vote no.
Diaz votes no. Roberts.
Yes.
Roberts votes yes. Let me count. I have 7 yes, 6 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, I wish to vote yes.
Chair votes yes. 8, 6, 1.
Vote to adjourn. We're out of time. We're beyond time.
No motion necessary. We're adjourned without a motion to extend.
Good night.
Sorry.
No, we have an executive session. People are hanging up. Don't hang
you
up.
You guys have an executive session.
Okay. Motion passes, and we're moving to the executive session. Okay. I have to find my phone number. Thank you.